It's good to get back there. We got game Friday and Saturday off. Brought the players back yesterday. Had a workout in the weight room. We ran them. And then today, a bonus Monday. Still incorporated some ones versus ones, twos versus twos. But we did have a period, just an introduction of Carolina. As the week goes on, we'll see more and more emphasis starting Wednesday. Players have a day off on tomorrow. And it'll be like a normal week for us. We did vote for captains on the special teams. It's Brian Anger was voted. On offense, it was Blake Bortles and Mercedes Lewis. And on defense was Puz. So four captains that were voted by the team. We did that last night. And four great representatives. I know in the votes, a lot of people, they had a lot of votes. But we had a lot of guys get votes, which was different than years past, last couple of years, where you saw a lot of guys getting some votes. So it's going to take everybody, though. We talk about our leadership is, you know, it involves everybody. So being a captain, what a great opportunity for these guys. It shows the respect the players have for them, and they know what they can count on during good times and bad, and there's a certain responsibility that comes with it. But like I told the team, everybody's going to have a big part of this, and, you know, I think they take ownership in that.
For today's work, just smaller practice intensity, knowing the games on Sunday.
Yeah, I think generally what I've seen is that you come back, we ran them yesterday, which we haven't. Usually we gave them 3 days off. The last 2 years, this year we brought them back yesterday, ran them today. Good practice, more business-like. But I think Wednesday, generally the years that I've been involved with it, when you see them come back Wednesday, the focus and, you know, you really sense that, okay, it's like getting over the hump on Tuesday, the players' day off. So I anticipate we'll see it more. Although we told our players, it should be, our mindset shouldn't change now. You know, it's not, okay, now let's get going. Well, hopefully we were going all through preseason as well.
Did you have to have a scout team quarterback today? And if so, was it Chad?
We did not have, Chad threw some of the reps, yes, in 7-on-7.
Want a guy in by Wednesday to start doing it?
I think we're open to that. I know Dave and the scouts are taking a look at some. We have some options we're looking at right now.
What did Thurston do in camp and in the preseason to earn his spot? What do you like about him?
Yeah, he. Well, first of all, we started him at Mike, and you know that's generally the toughest position on the defense as far as for the linebackers. You're making all the calls. You're getting running the whole defense. And we felt like that's the same thing with Jeremiah and Thurston, was to get them reps at Mike and see how they could handle it. Once they kind of get a feel for that, now give him another position and see how that goes. And he went to Otto and did really a nice job. And we felt like it gave him the flexibility to play Mike and Otto for us on first and second down and in nickel. His length, I think, showed up for us. We really liked that part of his game. I know we're a heavier zone drop team, and a guy that has length and can utilize it helps us.
And you said Nick had kind of struggled in coverage a little bit in camp, but what does he add to the special teams for you?
Well, I think, you know, his size, you know, another returner for us, the possibility of that, and then his coverage skills. We saw him and his ability, you know, as a cover guy in practice where we think he can help us there. So, you know, at least a two-core guy, three-core guy.
You're saying a lot of these guys are going to come back that are hurt now, but all your inactives could be injured guys in week one. Are you on a thin line here now?
Well, you're right. We could probably name a couple of inactives right now and be, you know, or quite a few of them, I guess. But, you know, I think that we felt with the depth of our team, where some of those injuries are and the depth that we have on our team, we'll be in good shape. We'll be in good shape. And now it just causes us, you know, to get guys ready at multiple positions possibly.
Is there a risk there that you may overtax some guys, or do you feel you have better depth?
I think we have better depth, and I think sometimes that overtaxing occurs in practice. That's where it shows up. But, you know, like at wide receiver spot, we might have guys like Nick Marshall taking receiver reps. You know, you could see some things like that take place just so that we don't tax our guys that are going to be playing.
The fact that you guys didn't make any pass rush moves in terms of adding personnel, whatever, is that more because of the confidence you have in Chris Smith and those guys, or partly because there just wasn't a whole heck of a
Well, I think that the guys we felt like we had were the best available. You know, I think we felt good about that. The dilemma for us right now is just figuring out the reps, you know, in a game. You know, how many does Chris Clemens get, Chris Smith, Ryan? You know, how do we spread out these reps at the Leo spot? That's what we just need to take a look at.
Does Corey Grant handle kickoffs for you?
Kickoff return? Yeah. Right now, he's the guy that's slated to do that.
And obviously he had speed, and that's great, but you also have to be able to play in the scheme. And when did he start coming along for you as
well?
Well,
I think always the speed and, you know, the ability to hit it and go when you have that kind of speed. We just need to see his explosiveness, which he had, but his ability to hit it and go and not, you know, some guys run real fast but don't play fast, where he does play fast, and that's what you need as a returner, and that's what we saw in him.
The rookies that made it, Corey, Thurston, and Nick, that were undrafted, what is there a commonality that all three of them have from a mental approach?
Well, I think, you know, they have certain traits, like Nick, tremendous ball skills. He is raw out there as the fifth corner, but we felt like the fifth corner's got to be a guy that can play special teams, and we're willing to work with him to develop him. With Corey, is his speed, you know, his ability to, I think, to offer some stuff on special teams, and then situational, you know, and on offense. And who's the third one? Thurston. Yeah, we talked about Thurston, what he brought.
With Newton's mobility, do you think about using Nick Marshall or Denard to kind of replicate that in practice?
Yes, we have. And I didn't get to it in his question. But, yeah, you'd see those guys taking some reps, so we get a feel for it as, you know, some of the option stuff.
So not expect Lee and Marks to play since they're practicing. I'm practicing Lee, no.
Marks, yeah, we don't expect him to play. Lee is still up in the air.
So your backup linebackers, you have Thurston working at Mike and Otto, and then Latulele will be?
Latulele is a Will.
Will, and then when Leroy comes back, just the Otto?
Yes, he could work the Otto. He has some flexibility to play all three, but I think the first guy that would go in would be Thurston.
He emerged as camp went along?
You know what? We really liked him on special teams, his disruptiveness. I think it was based on could Thurston play both? That was a big factor. Could he play Mike and Otto? If we didn't feel like he could play Mike, then it probably, you know, then we would have had to really look at Jeremiah. But I think the emergence of him having the ability to play Mike allowed us to get John, who we felt like did show up on special teams. Yeah, well, even our last game, right? I mean, opportunities were there, balls up in the air, and we didn't finish. And but, you know, now we're at least seeing the ball up in the air and the opportunity. So hopefully, you know, now that regular season, we see more of those opportunities and we capitalize on them.
Is Alualu the guy that you're probably going to have play three tech with Marks out?
Yeah, you could see him. The good thing about those guys is they're flexible. We can move them around. Could see Jared at three. Could see Tyson at three. Avery, you know, so we have some flexibility in who we line up there. But, you know, I think we've always been a team that try to play as many defense alignment as we can. Therefore, you could see them playing both positions.
Yeldon having so few reps.
Who's that?
Yeldon having so few reps in the preseason. Can you carry him more than 15 times?
I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know if we'll give him a number, but we felt like we've seen him a lot in practice, especially the last couple of weeks. You know, so I think we have a pretty good idea where he's going to be at, and you should see multiple running backs play in this first game.
But will he be carrying the load? I mean, is he
maybe? I don't know. I don't know that for sure.
Toby limited today. Feel good about him for the weekend?
Yeah, he did individual, but he's really progressed, and he felt good, I think, going through individual. So we'll take another step with him on Wednesday.